Let me tell you one story before we get into the one of the one I'm going to tell you about the child that was going to be buried in front of my eyes. Remember, I was in with the top people. My host was the ranking American military liaison from the United States, and he had been my roommate. We were both young lieutenants training troops at the, you know, at the USATC, and we were, you know, personal friends and so on. And he stayed in as a, you know, professional soldier. And the what I'm going to tell you is sickening, but it's absolutely true.
We want
a
to
group of snipers in Gaza killed a murdered a little innocent little helpless 4-year-old child, little baby, and sat there laughing like the Jews do. Like I say, these people, I can't stress it enough. Mm-hmm. What they had done, they shot this kid, murdered him in cold blood. They're sitting there laughing, these two grinning sons of the devil. And the parents of the child, are you can imagine as a parent, do you have children?
I do.
Well, and, can you imagine how much you would do to protect your children, or even in this case, to retrieve the body of your child, at least? And they would lay in wait so that they could also murder the grieving parents. This isn't coming out of a bar. These were witnessed incidents, and they happen frequently there. But it gets much, much worse. Not satisfied with this horrific, monstrous conduct, demonic to the core, they sent in hungry dogs, you get the picture,
mm-hmm.
to
yep.
feed on the bodies of these human children. And I know that the parents were watching to lure the parents in who were crazy with anxiety and just sorrow and everything else, so that they could lure the parents in, and they shot and murdered the parents. Think about that for a moment, Mr. Listening Person and Miss Listening Person, who has the slightest notion about good Jew, bad Jew. You better get it out of your mind, because I'm here to tell you there isn't any such thing.
Well, that
shooting the parents. Shooting the parents as they tried to rescue the dead body of their beloved little child. And these aren't stories out of bars, my friends. This is the real thing. And you have to realize this is what's in store for Christians here in this country too. So you better start realizing that what you ought to do is every time you see a Jew in the street, you ought to just kick his teeth in. One tries to move into your neighborhood, get all your neighbors to hit together and tell them to get the hell out. You don't want that kind of trash in your neighborhood. I'm dead serious.
Well, that there may at some point it may come to that, but we don't want to advocate outright violence, and for obvious reasons. But we
no, I'm not saying violence. I'm just saying tell them you're not wanted here.
Yeah.
Leave, and they'll get the message. Believe me. First of all, the Jews are the biggest cowards in the world. I can say that with authenticity, as you may remember from a previous conversation. One of my experiences was I trained combat troops during the Berlin crisis in 1961-62. Just before the Cuban crisis and right toward the end of Vietnam. And I trained a lot of young men. When I say a lot for one man, I personally knew the names, faces, and so on of over 1,000 young warriors. Now, in the big picture, that's not a lot, but that's just me. And I'll guarantee you there wasn't one of the self-chosen among these people. And I found out later where they were. They were at home bedding down your wives, your sweethearts, your fiancés, and your sisters. Because that's what they do best. They all got political connections, and they got deferred. This is when we used to have a draft, and people didn't mind because they felt they, you know, should serve their country. When you notice that the predominance of Jews in filth like homosexual organizations, organizations who murder little children, porn organizations, all the filth in the world, the communists, the Jews dominate. They may be 1.5% of the population, but they would have as much as 30-60% membership in these horrid, horrid organizations, but not in the military, at least not then. There were no Jews. Like I say, they were home doing what Jews do best. So these yellow cowards who are good for nothing except shooting old men, hospitalized people, attacking hospitals, shooting people in the back. You remember when they got their clock cleaned a few years ago when they attacked Lebanon? And they just got their clock clean, and they were just going back with their tail between their legs because they were fighting real men. The Jew is not a real man. He's a coward by nature. He's vicious. He's seclusive. He shoots from the shadows. I thought the Israeli Jews would somehow be different from American Jews. Less materialistic, more noble, more honest, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Not the salt of the earth or anything. Don't go that far. But I thought I would see a little different kind of people. And what I found out is that they were even worse. They were even more evil, if that's possible, than Jews here. And what, as you asked me, what prompted me, it was a graduation of series of experiences because of the nature of the people that I was with, the intelligence community, and got to go places where no tourists at all could ever get to go. Proving grounds in the Negev Desert. I watched the new Merkava 4 tanks, all maneuvers, met with top leading Israeli leaders, military leaders, et cetera, et cetera, inside Gaza and Hebron and all this other stuff.
Right.
And I started seeing things that, and remember, I'd already seen a lot of bad stuff. I didn't,
right.
You know, I didn't fall out of a tree yesterday. And I was just almost in disbelief at the capacity for evil and cruelty that these Israelis had. I mean, they were purely, you know, when I first saw that thing in the Bible about you are the of your father the devil, I thought, well, Jesus said this, but maybe somehow he meant this as an analogy, you know, something like that. No. Then I understood he meant it exactly as he said it. These people have a demonic heritage. I really, really believe that because I've seen, I worked with other military, the Soviets, I did undercover work in Central America. I was with Czechs, Bulgarians, terrorists from El Salvador, Chinese terrorists, you name it. That's another whole story I won't take up your time with. But I had never seen anything with the abysmally evil cruelty, sadistic cruelty of the Jew. The Jew has no compassion, no morals, no conscience, nothing, absolutely nothing. He can kill a five-year-old child and go out and have a beer 5 minutes later with his friend and brag about it, and literally does. I witnessed this kind of thing. These people are monsters. They're absolute monsters. They have no qualms about shooting newsmen or reporters. Like I said, these people have, let me repeat it, and if I have to repeat it 10 times on your show, permit me. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They have no souls. They are not like you and I. And I spent enough time with them here and there. I'm not 40 years old. I'm double that. I've been around the world. I've been here. I've been there, seen that, done that. I'm not easily fooled. And I don't make rash decisions or conclusive snap decisions about people. These creatures are true life monsters. But they're very good. They're very good at what they do. They hide everything. They all have this capacity for what I call a Janus complex. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Right, but if you're on the inside, they, like I said, like I was, you get to see them without their mascara. I think that's probably Mark Glenn's euphemism, which I coined, if he didn't mind.
Yep.
And you see the Jews without their mascara. And do you remember that sci-fi horror movie, Them or They? Or, you know, the guy had to wear the sunglasses?
Yes, I do, Romp and Roddy Piper, and... with the sunglasses that could be used to spot these aliens that had
nobody believed
taken
them, and all of a sudden they were among everybody, but you couldn't. But they looked kind of like everybody else. See, that's the way they live.
And
but with these special glasses, my special glasses were my immunity from not being perceived as an outsider. So I saw them for what they really were, and I mean the nastiness, the cruelty. You earlier made an apology to a lady for something about language, and frankly,
yes,
you should. If you were, of course, you shouldn't use language like that in your own of your own volition. But if you're paraphrasing to make a point, you need to do that because people don't understand. They're naive, and they think, oh no, well maybe these people just said that they didn't believe Christ was the Messiah. So, no, you're not getting the point. You don't get the point. This drunken, I won't repeat it on your show for a sense of decorum, but just put in what worst words you can think of, and this drunk Israeli comes up to a Christian landowner who's been there with his people for 1,500 years, and he's threatening the guy, he's armed, and he said, we crucified your blank-blank Jesus, and we'll crucify him again. You know, you can take your blank-blank Jesus and blank-blank-blank-blank, the most vile, vile language that you can possibly imagine, from this filthy, nasty, maggot-infested Jew.
I've had an odium for Israelis. I've had a dislike that I cannot describe in good civilized company. It's grown worse. Every time I find out something else, it confirms the horrendous things, the barbaric conduct of the Israeli people. And when I got there, they had a party. And it was kind of interesting because there were intelligence people from all over, Mossad people, people from Aberdeen Proving Ground, people from Langley, Virginia, CIA, and so on and so forth. So it was quite an interesting party. People were very, very, reluctant to kind of chit-chat at the beginning because so many of the things that they, knew and so on were classified, and, they wanted to make sure everybody knew everybody. But it made it a rather interesting evening to get started with. And then the fun started. We went outside of Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is a very sanitized city. You have to understand, you don't see any of the horrors and the misery that I'm going to tell you about. And you don't see the true nature of the Israeli people. They say that city is totally, totally sanitized. I want everybody out there to listen very carefully. Listen to this very carefully. You will not see this on the evening news. You will not see this if you go to Tel Aviv. If you go to other small cities that are out of the tourist range, you will see the city full of graffiti. Things like saying, free Jonathan Pollard. Jonathan Pollard, our hero. Our Israeli hero, this and that and the other. Israeli patriot, free Jonathan Pollard. This is a man who betrayed our country, and he was a folk hero to the Israelis. He said, they kill these children over here just on a routine basis. Nobody gets into the occupied territories and gets out alive. What I saw there has only been seen by maybe one in a few million Americans. And the people here have no idea of the evil they're supporting. The barbaric treatment. These people are animals. They're absolute animals. They defecate on the Quran. They rape their women. They bulldoze their homes. They murder the people. These things are real. They're done every day. I've been there. And I'm telling you, if you've got a conscience, I'm just an American guy here that happens to have had some experiences. But if you've got a conscience, I don't care if you're a Christian or not, but especially if you're a Christian, you've sold your soul to the devil if you buy into this garbage. What you're doing is you're assisting the devil. This stuff they're doing over there is unconscionably evil. I've been around some places, even with the terrorists, the FMLN, the FSLN in El Salvador, but I've never seen the brutality that you will see with the IDF. These people, you will never see the cruelty, the barbarism that they inflict on women and children there. You don't see it. They have the money, they have the power, they have the guns, they control the media, they control what you see all over. This is one of the most brutal peoples you will ever see on the face of the earth. And I'll make that statement in front of God, because he already knows how evil they are. And I plead with anybody saying this tonight, if you're a Christian and you're bought into this, don't buy into it. Whoever's telling you this is working for the devil. These things are lies. They are not true. I'll stake my life and my reputation on it, just out of pure patriotic reason. I have a conscience. I want to be proud of my country again, and I cannot be proud of this country like I was 40 years ago when I was a young Green Beret para officer. I can't feel like that anymore, and I want to feel like that again. I'm a Republican. I'm a hard-line Republican, but I'm not a child murderer. I'm an honorable person. I'm a decent person. I'm pleading with you folks. Do something about it before we lose our country. You have to understand, we are paying for the misery and murder and torture and degradation and humiliation of hundreds of thousands of people who've never done any harm to us. Never done any harm to us. We have created an enemy. There was no enemy. We created the enemy. We are going to lose this country. We're going to end up on the ash heap of history. And I don't care if I go to prison for being outspoken. I don't care anymore. It's my country. I love my country. I risked my life for my country. I have children and grandchildren, and I don't want to see them grow up in this kind of nation. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.